Coach Bula Breyer joins us. Coach, win number 22 on the season did not come easy against these Cardinals. What did it seem like from your side? This was a raucous game. I don't know if I've had one this electric all year.
Well, you know, it's the semifinals of the district tournament, so that's what you got to expect this time of year. So, you know, I was proud of how our kids handled some pressure there late. Some things didn't go our way. So, you know, one of those things. I'm really proud of how we handled some stuff.
How nice is it to get a victory on this floor when you got guys from former teams coming and supporting you guys and even giving you a little bit of business on the post game?
Yeah, that's my son again. So, you know, the thing about it is our kids, they believe in what we do. You know, and I'm so proud of them. That was a physical basketball game. And, you know, we could have done some things there defensively that we haven't done all season. And their big boy, 24, Jared Barnett and Nate Kennard did a fantastic job on him. I don't know how many points he ended up with tonight, but he was averaging 22 points a game and 12 rebounds. And I bet we held him probably under that tonight.
You held him under both of his season averages, held him below the 21-point mark, finished with 16, held him below on the rebound mark as well. The game gets down to a three-point margin, 42-39. Then you guys really pushed the pace from there out. What was the difference?
Well, the thing is we maintained our composure, and we got a big shot by Jared Jones. He hit two threes in a row there in the third quarter, and Jared Jones he's a strong kid. He can shoot the basketball from the outside. He's a hard matchup. He's a tough to match up with. And our goal was to get the ball inside to him to start the second half. Well, we did, but it didn't necessarily work out to any buckets. But, you know, the outcome, we got some other things off of that we really weren't anticipating. And I'm just proud of how our kids, you know, fought and, you know, different things. We might not necessarily always play pretty, but we're always going to play hard.
There were a couple of pretty sequences for your guys getting out on the run, and just you can tell that they're gelling so well at this point in the season. Just touch passes. A lot of them, they don't even have to look. They just know the guy's there. Is it that point in the year where it's let them play in a lot of situations?
Well, you know, that's kind of our mentality anyway. We have to push the ball to maintain a flow on offense, and we're better when we do that. I mean, we can run our half-court sets and throw the ball inside and do a lot of different things too. So, you know, it we can play both ways. But, you know, the thing about it is when we get out and run, you know, you can see Miner Shaden get out and run. Reed Pratt, Matthew Momont, Pingle, Noah Vincent, any of those guards. And then we got bigs that can run too. You know, Jared Barnett may not have the prettiest running style, but he can get up and down the floor too. So, you know, it's a total team effort with these guys, and I love coaching them.
And that team effort is reflected in the scorebooks. You get two guys over the 20-point mark, and several guys chip in here and there, and seemed like it was a different guy from quarter to quarter. Really spreading the ball out quite well, getting pretty efficient looks. But a game like this just takes a whole lot out of a team. You guys have a day or a couple of days now until the championship game. Any early thoughts? I know you had a pretty good seat to watch the Rebels in that first game.
Well, you know, it'll be our third time playing them. We'll see what happens. You know, we're going to give our best shot. And, you know, this is several years in a row for us to be in the finals of the district tournament. And, you know, I'm really proud of that fact. And, you know, we'll get prepared Tuesday and Wednesday, and at 7:30 on Thursday night, we'll be out here to battle against Central.
You've got a handful of seniors on your team. How bad do those guys want it, and how bad do the underclassmen want it for them?
You know, they want it. You know, our goals for the season were to win the Thanksgiving tournament. We were able to do that. We were able to win our conference. We were able to get the 20 wins. You know, we're still – these kids still believe, and that's all that matters. The only ones that matter that believe in us are those kids in the locker room, and they believe in themselves.
Once again, the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach LeBreyer. Coach, congratulations on winning in the semifinals, and the next chapter will be written on Thursday.
Yep, we'll be here.
All right, thank you. We appreciate you joining us on the post game, and we'll see you on Thursday. Once again, that final score was 75-60 with the West County Bulldogs topping the Steelville Cardinals. West County climbs to 22-5. Steelville slides back to 19-6. And I'll tell you, Coach LeBrier showing some composure. There was at one point people riding shoulders as they were going in front of the postgame table. It's just unreal environment at this point in the season. We'll take another 2-minute pause, and when we come back, we'll anticipate being joined by the head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, John Tolley. We'll be back in two on J90.